Beis Hashem, today we have three topics, the middle one being the biggest one, and that is we're going to be doing number one. We're in Simen Kuf Pei Ches Sif Gimel, and we left off in doing the sugya of Dan B'Shifal Feres without completing a couple things in Sif Gimel, and then the end of Sif Gimel brings up the concept of Eim Sichas HaKever B'lo Dam, which is a very important sugi. That will be the crux of what we're going to work on today. And then finally, Siv Dala discusses dry blood, and we're going to, Mir Hashem, discuss that as well. Okay. No, the machine broke down in the middle, so if I could revakish, tell me to share with each other. I apologize. So what we have over here is, in Siv Gimel, we have a discussion between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, and that discussion between the Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe is the issue of Isha Shenekar Mikora. So let's pick up with the Beis Yosef that says a little bit of a wild chidush in regards to a woman whose uterus has been removed. We're going to see shortly that the Aruch HaShulchan seems to assume that the entire uterus was removed, while the Badei HaShulchan, Moshe and Yisrael pointed out to me, says that this would apply even if partially the uterus was removed. Either way, the Beis Yosef has a fascinating chiddush. The pashtus is that if the uterus, it's known medically that the uterus is coming out, so then in such a case, the dam that comes along with it would also qualify as dam maka. However, the Beis Yosef says something cryptic over here. He says the following. In my edition, in all of yours, it's probably Divrei Maskil Umima. And in my edition, it's two lines from the bottom in page Mem Gimel. Divrei Maskil Umima, about halfway through. He says the following: the afagav the tailina b'maka. Even though in general we're told b'maka, those with the green one could, if you spot it there, you could scream out for everybody else. See, b'maskel umima. This is in Sif Gimel, a little bit towards the beginning. The afagav the tailina b'maka. Commotion is bar b'sim shekodim b'zeh. Hani mili b'maka shebet stodim. When do we say that if you have blood, you could be told that that's in regards to maka that's on the side? In other words, that there is a maka on the side of the uterus. Aval hacha shehamaka, or even a maka shebetzadim, as well as the canal going down to the cervix. Aval hacha shehamaka oisa b'mekar atzma. Here, where the maka is in the mekar itself, ikal meimar dimetamila. In such a case, the Beis Yosef says she would be tamin. So let's take a look and see how this shakes down in the Mechaber and in the Rama. So last week we had discussed the heter of the Sar Mikutzi. The Sar Mikutzi we saw in Siv Gimel. Let's read Siv Gimel again from the top to appreciate the flow as we saw last time. Hechnisa Shifoferes Vatziya Badam. So one heter is if you have a Shifoferes that's put into the uterus and that either draws out blood or blood comes out through it, tahora. V'cheinim rasa dam b'chaticha, and also if there is dam in the chaticha, afilu himu v'kas, v'adam b'vikoyim, b'inan, b'inyin, shenogea b'vsara, tahora, ki even shein derech l'rozkach. Second way she's going to be tahora is if a glob comes out, and if the glob comes out, so then in such a case, even though there is dam that comes along with it, that is not the derech to see. Dam b'chaticha is not normal. And the Sar Mikutzi therefore says, V'chein, Isha Shenekar Mekor Shela, a woman who the Mekor is uprooted, Ukemin Chatichos Basar Noflim Bebeis Hachitza, and when the uterus comes out, there are Chatichos Basar that fall Bebeis Hachitza, Tahora, she's Tahor. Now the question over here is, what happens if not only does she see Chatichos, but she also sees Dam? So we just saw the Beis Yosef addressing this, and the Beis Yosef said, dam, we could only be told of a makkah if it's dam makkah, where we say the dam comes me'atzadim. But what happens if the makkah is the makar itself? So then, in the case of where the makkah is the makar itself, so then in such a case, we have to say that she's going to be tamei, because the dam we know is coming from the makkah. Previously, we were makel. Generally, we're makel that the makkah comes from the tzadim, not that the makkah was in the makar itself. Over here, we know that the makar is being nekah. So within this chiddush of the Rashmi Kutzi, which we already discussed in the past, the flow of Siv Gimel, the Mechaber intentionally omits any situation of blood. There's no blood here. All he has is Chatichos Basar Noflim Bebeis Hachitza. Now it could be that inside the Chatichos there's Basar, that's going to be tar, but what happens if there's Dam that comes along with it? So here he says, nothing. Mashma, then such a case should be Tmeya. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Vafil Rasa Dam. Even if she sees Dam, calls Man Shachatichos Bebeis Hachitzon Shela, Tahora. Anytime the Chatichos are in the Beis Hachitzon, she's Tara. Ditalina Nadam Bechatichos Elu. Because just like we're told of the Makkah, that if we know that there is a Makkah B'tzadim, we could say that the Dam came from the Makkah. So too over here, we know that there is a Makkah. That has been clinically proven in this case. And this statement of the Ramah is the Ramah's statement in the Darkei Moshe. He says it very, very sharply in Darkei Moshe in Sif Katan Gimel, where the Ramah says, I don't understand. If you're going to have a heter of makkah, ein makkah gedola mizu. There's no greater makkah than this. We know what's going on. We know that the makar, unfortunately, is coming out. I mentioned to the Talmud, I'm sure Dr. Tzvi will be able to substantiate with more clinical expertise, but I know of a case where a woman's uterus needs to be removed. Such a thing happens. And here's the shaila. The shaila is whether the dam that comes along with it is viewed as dam makka. L'chura, if I was choosing al regel achas, which is not our job in Hilchos Nida, but if I was choosing al regel achas, I would have definitely sided with the Ramah. Askedei kacha, it's hard to understand what the Beis Yosef Svara is. We know exactly what's going on here. We know that there's a makka. We know that the story is that the makka is producing blood. So the Aruch HaShulchan says beautifully in your booklet, you have the first photocopy is the Aruch HaShulchan, second photocopy, I always like to start with the Gemara, the second photocopy is the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan Sifkatan Memhei says very beautifully, first word on the line that we're going to read on is Talinam B'makah, that's about seven lines left into Sifkatan Memhei of the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the following: Cholila l'Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef litos b'zeh. That the Beis Yosef should make a mistake and not view this as a makkah really doesn't make any sense. And he says the pshat is as follows: the kavanasa brura, the makkah shebimikar lo mikri rak im amikar hu al mikoma. When do we say that something's called a makkah b'mikar? A makkah, that we can be told of a dam makkah, that the makar is there, the uterus is intact, and there is a known makkah. Generally, it's makkah shebet stud, yesh la'ayin, there are times it's even going to be a makkah on the uterus itself. V'nishav a makkah sham b'bsar sheb makar dam makkah imil sachriti. So now we have the uterus, and there's something else called the makkah. Avol im a makar atzmo hu a makkah. If the makar is a makkah, this could be a Rav Chaim in Bava Kama. If the makar is a makkah, so then the lo shayich likroso makkah. The makkah here is the makar itself. So that's called dam min amakar. It's a fascinating question. When the makar itself is being uprooted, is that called a makkah? Or do we say no, that is dam min amakar? Fascinating question. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan views the Shaila. It would seem to me that those who in general follow the Psak of Ashkenaz, the Svara of the Ramah, makes sense. Those who generally follow the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch, this is one of the exceptions of where the Shulchan Aruch is the Machmir, and the Ramah is the Meikel.
Can Rabbi explain again the Aruch HaShulchan?
The Aruch HaShulchan Svar is as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan says, for something to be called a Makkah, what you're saying is that this is not the Dam Nehamekar. It's a Makkah. It's Dam Makkah.
Okay.
In a case of where the uterus, the Makar itself, is being uprooted, so there's a Makkah over here, but the Makkah itself is the is Makar. If the Makkah itself is Makar, so then you don't say that there is a Dam Makkah. This is Dam Meha Makar. Ain't Dam Makar, Yosem Mizu.
So if I scratched up the entire uterus, let's say, so that would be Dam Makkah? Because if I scratched up the entire lining.
It doesn't matter. Even if there was, God forbid, a large scratch on the uterus, nevertheless, the Makar is still there. The Makar is still there. So now we know that this is called a Makkah. This is called a Makkah. In contrast to when the entire Makar is being uprooted, you can't say, here's the Makar, and this is called a Makkah on the Makar. By the way, Makkah on the Makar itself is very complicated. You know, we touched on that previously. But assuming, let's say for the Mekilim, so then in such a case, you could say that's fundamentally different. The moment in which the Makar itself is exiting, so there's nothing, this is the Dam Meha Makar. I see that there are two ways to look at it. I think the Aruch HaShulchan is introducing a fascinating svar, which was always confusing to me until I saw the Aruch HaShulchan. I didn't have any clear Hagdara. Yaakov, you had an Aruch? Ready to move on? Until the Aruch HaShulchan gave me that Hagdara, I didn't understand the Beis Yosef. In economy, it's a good pshat in the Beis Yosef. Right, but he doesn't say that Makkah is only when there is a Makar that's in existence. I think the Aruch HaShulchan is being Mosef a lot. But Matov Manon, if you came to the Aruch HaShulchan yourself, then that's beautiful. I think if you read carefully, you'll see the Aruch HaShulchan is adding. Either way. We now go to topic number two. Topic number two is really the safe is a large extension of the seifa. The seifa. Yes.
We said the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The whole view that Rebbe was doing in the Shulchan Aruch. If we go with
what the Rebbe Yaakov is referring to is last week's shir.
Rambam
or Rush. Dark.
And their clearos.
Right.
So it could be, again, as long as even that there's dam, that's what I was finished. Even there was dam, there's no chatir, no chatita, so it's not their clearos.
Correct.
So it could be that, again, we should see other bases of no difference, but it could be that he means that even if there's blood, so it's just she's still in the car. If we go on to the hand, because he said before that.
Right, but the problem is the Beis Yosef said, and that's why the Beis Yosef needed his other svar. That might be why he needs his other svar. Maybe, I think we lost everybody on this Nakuda, but I think that's why the Beis Yosef needs his svar. So, let's continue on. The Mechaber says, concludes the following. The Mechaber says an important yisod. Aval chaticha gedola. Oh, you know what? Let's pick up with Vuhu. Vuhu, shehitul ha-chatichos v'vayim poshrim. At the end of the day, the chatichos, we need to know, are chatichos and not blood. So the Mechaber concludes in Kuf Teichas Gimel. Vuhu shehitul chaticho v'vayim poshrim v'loni mucha. You need to put the chatichos in warm water, and that they don't liquefy. Otherwise, if they liquefy, as we're going to see in Siv Dalit, then it's just coagulated blood. And this only applies to small chatichos, which are like shifoferes. Can anybody tell me what the Mechaber means, dumya de shifoferes? What the Mechaber is doing is these two words are extremely, extremely important. The Mechaber is saying the following. We have a rule, according to some, which we're going to give the background shortly, of Eim Psichas HaKever below Dam. And that is that if the uterus opens, then we have to assume that blood came out. So the Mechaber here is bothered by the following issue. And that is that if you have chatichos gedolos that come out, then even if the chaticha is not dam, but we have to assume that dam came out because of ein psichas hakever below dam. So zok de'helig me'chaber dum yudishifoferes. What does he mean by dum yudishifoferes? We're speaking out the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says all of this. What does it mean dum yudishifoferes? The shifoferes we learn is that when you put the rod, this tube in, she's not tmeya. Why? We gave two reasons last week why. Wait a second. What about im psichas hakever below dam? Zokti mechaber dum yudishifoferes. If it's chatichos gedolos that are small, like the size of a shifoferes, then the halacha is that we could assume that just like we don't have a problem psichas hakever below dam with shifoferes because that's small, a shifoferes was a small reed. Obviously, the word small we're going to need to qualify by the end of the shir. But it's small, so then in such a case we say, there, such a small opening, even though an opening was made, you don't have to be choshish dam came out. So here, when do we say that these chatichos are, she's still tahora despite the chatichos? That's only chatichos chtanos dumi yudu shifofer. Avol continues the mechaber. Chaticha gedola tmeya, but if it's a large chaticha, she's tmeya filo rosa klub, fi shiefshot psichas akere below dam. Afilu b'neifel shelo nigmar atzurasa. Afilu b'neifel is that the Beis Yosef quotes a shiltus that seems to say that neifel is still small enough and we don't have to be choshu with for to efshem six gav below dam. Mechaber paskins against them. A little bit of background of the sugya of ein psichas hakever below dam. If we take a look at the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek HaMapeles, we have two opinions: the Tanakama, who is referred to as the Chachamim, versus Reb Yehuda. The Mishnah tells us on Chaf Aleph Amir Aleph, Hamapeles Chaticha, if a woman miscarries a Chaticha, Im Yesh Imodam, if there is blood with it, Tmeya, then she's Tmeya. Vim Lav Tahora, and otherwise she's Tahora. Reb Yehuda Amir Benkachu Benkach Tmeya. Reb Yehuda says, either way, she's Tmeya. Why in the world should be Tamei? It's just a, God forbid, a fetus. So then why would she be Tmeya? So the Gemara suggests three lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Be'efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam Kamif Ligi. The Machlokis is revolving around whether we say Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam. How does it go? Reb Yehuda says she's Tmeya because it was a relatively large opening, and therefore we have to assume that Dam came out. However, the Tanakama says no. Tanakama says we don't assume that. So this sugya of Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam is a machlokis tanoim. Like many a time, a machlokis tanoim becomes a machlokis rishonim in psach. Quoted very clearly and very beautifully by the Beis Yosef. Go back to the Beis Yosef in Dibra Maschel Vedavka Chatichos Tanos. He quotes this machlokis between Chachamim and Reb Yehuda, and he points out that the Rosh says that we paskin like Reb Yehuda. The Rosh says that we pass like Reb Yehuda. What does that mean? E'ef shal psichas hakever below dam. However, there is one dissenting view. According to most, it's the Pashtus, the Rambam disagrees. The Beis Yosef quotes it. The Rambam disagrees. In Perek, the Beis Yosef later on, in Dibra Maschil, Va'af Alpi, quotes that the Rambam disagrees. Va'af Alpi, she Rambam posted command to Omar, Efshel l'psichas hakever below dam, because the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Aleph writes Kol Yoledes Tmeya Nida Af Al Pi Shelo Ra'as Adam, and the Rambam goes on to describe that what she normally sees dam, and then she's going to be Tmeya. But if we know for sure that she didn't see dam, it seems from the Rambam that the halacha is that she otherwise is tahor. So this is a machlokas rishonim how we paskin. The majority of Rishonim all learn like the Rosh. The majority of the Rishonim learn ein psichas hakever below dam, and therefore one has to be machmir. That once it's larger, the opening is larger than the size of a shifoferes, one has to be concerned that there was dam that came out. And that's exactly what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, this really would not be a very practical issue if we were talking about extreme cases, like, God forbid, a case of a miscarriage. The Gemara and Rishonim point out that when a woman gives birth, she's Tmeya either way. There's something called Tumas Leida, whether she has dam or whether she does not have dam. So the only instance this would come up is essentially a miscarriage. However, in the Pisrei Tshuva, in Kof Sadi Dalet, Oz Dalet, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes a Noda B'Yehuda who changed the world. The Noda B'Yehuda says the following. I actually photocopied the what's mind-boggling is that this Noda B'Yehuda is, there has been volumes that have been written on this. The Noda B'Yehuda himself is just three or four lines. I have it photocopied right after the Aruch HaShulchan. The Noda B'Yehuda is just three or four lines in its original source. Chacham Avadia has a half a sefer on this topic. Yev Shav Sichas Sakeri V'Lodam. Chelek Beis in Taras Habayis. It's a tour de force. I photocopied two of the pages, but it's a tremendous amount. I might be exaggerating a little bit, a half a sefer, but it's a tremendous, tremendous amount that Chacham Avadia Zatzal has. Chacham Avadia went through every line of the Noda B'Yehuda. He claims that he even has a tzarachiyun that the Noda B'Yehuda was sozer himself somewhere, but most do not consider this absolute, the Psak and the Noda B'Yehuda. Let's take a look. Since we have a photocopy in front of us, we'll also see the Pisrei Tshuva as well. He says in the end of Kufchav, V'sha'ela shniya she'shoal harichas l'tzarech u'poshetu shema she'omar i'av shal psichas ha'kevel lo'odam ein chiluk bein grama psicha hu b'gafnim bein grama psicha hu b'vachutz. It doesn't matter whether the cause for the psichas ha'kevel was from the inside or from out. And here, you know what, let's stop over here, because the next line in the Noda B'Yehuda is very mechudosh. We'll leave that for a moment, the next line. And the Noda B'Yehuda says there's no difference between gram b'fnim and gram b'chutz. Many, many times that there is a discussion, and I'm sure Reb Tzvi, when he's involved in gynecological issues, will encounter this more than once a day. Whenever there is a procedure that's done, so one of the things that comes up is, was there psichas hakever? Was there psichas hakever? The moment there is psichas hakever, so then in such a case, we would say, ef shel psichas hakever, below dam. Oh, and according to Noda B'Yehuda, you might have to be machmer. So not so fast. We have to go through the sugya of Ezras Hashem well, and we'll try to get to the bottom. I decided to be ambitious in the sense to do the sugya of psichas hakever well. I decided not to go through every gynecological general issues that come up in all procedures. We're going to focus only on psichas hakever today, and the other issues that come up we'll discuss in Meretz Hashem down the line. And let's take a look and see in the Pisrei Tshuva, black and white, where it is in Shulchan Aruch. So in Kuf Tzadi Dalet Dalet, we have the psichas hakever where the Pisrei Tshuva comments. Ayin b'Noda B'Yehuda. He quotes Noda B'Yehuda verbatim. And then he quotes that there are some who take issue in the second part of the Noda B'Yehuda's comment. We could read it either in the Noda B'Yehuda on the photocopy, or it appears in the Pisrei Tshuva as well, that the Noda B'Yehuda went even a step further. He gives an example. Kigon, Sharofe Hichnis Es Bo'o, O Eze Kliu Posach Pi HaMekor. An example would be a doctor doing an examination. Gam Ein Chiluk Beinim Hi Yilado Zekana, Mu'beres O Menika Tamid, Ein Psichas HaKer V'Lodam. You always have to be machmer. Now, in this line that the Noda B'Yehuda says, even if it's an internal examination by the doctor, the Chochmas Adam goes ballistic. The Chochmas Adam quotes the Noda B'Yehuda here in after the Taras Habayis in our photocopies. It just says Yud Gimel on the top of the page. Yud Gimel and Chof Beis. It's right after the Taras Habayis and prior to Ramesh's Tshuva. In Dibra Maschil Tshuva, I have it underlined. It says Yud Gimel on the top. It's right after the page with Taras Habayis, prior to the Igros Moshe. in the Dibra Maskel Tshuva, this is the Binas Adam. It's also quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva. It's all here in the Pisrei Tshuva. I didn't find this on my own. Pisrei Tshuva has this. In Dibra Maskel Tshuva, halfway through, he's talking about different procedures. And then he says, V'achshav Masasi. It seems like the Chachma Sadam considered himself a Talmud of the Nod of Yehuda. And he says, V'achshav Masasi B'tshuva Sadoni Mori V'Rabi B'Nod of Yehuda. Shekasa V'zel Lashono. And he quotes the Nod of Yehuda, skipping down a couple lines. Lufiza Hitmeya. Anytime a woman will undergo any type of examination, she should be Tmeya because of Ein Psichas HaKever below down. Achlo Zachisi Leida Minoleha. Says the Binas Adam, and I want to be careful with you. I want to read this carefully the way Ramesha Feinstein would read this. He says, I don't understand the statement of the Nod of Yehuda. Ve'eno mevi shum ra'ilad varav. Ra'kosa zedover pasha. V'tzarech yun. Z'lefize keshe yimashmei shabal be'etzvo shatashmish. O keshe machnitza ever gamkei neima yevshe below dam. Every time there's tashmish, then you should say that yevshe psicha sakar below dam. How could it possibly be? Okay, Rav Tzvi will help me if necessary with the biology over here.
Rav, can I ask a quick question?
Yes, while I'm drawing this, you.
Okay, how could we have said in Kuf Tevav you could do a bedika with the Shifra Ferris?
I'm about to get there.
Okay.
This is the uterus. We should really rely on. What did we call him last time, Rabbi? I forgot his name already. Matt Rabbi Merck, right? So here's the uterus. This is the cervix. Obviously, everything is much larger, and this is not being drawn to proportion, to size. Okay? So the cervix would be a lot, in terms of proportion, the cervix would be quite a bit smaller. Now, the aver is not going, doesn't reach this area. The aver doesn't come closer. Tzvi will tell me exactly how far along relatively it goes, but the aver doesn't go that far. When a doctor does an examination, the doctor is coming to around this area, maybe even here, but not much further than that. And Rav Tzvi, correct me if I'm wrong, this would be over here, right around here, would be what we call the internal op, and this would be the external op, correct? Okay. So, the taina of the Chochmas Adam, of the Binas Adam, is its follows. His taina is that at the end of the day, how could it be that you're going to say that when the doctor does an internal examination, he doesn't get all the way up to the uterus. He gets it's a little bit into the cervix. That's where, or maybe even a little bit further into just the edge of the cervix. But all the way into the uterus, that's not going to take place. So asks the Binas Adam, how could it possibly be that if a doctor does an examination, is there going to be Ein Psichas HaKever Below Dam? Now, what would qualify, which area does qualify Psichas HaKever Below Dam? So we're going to have to discuss, as at the end of this year, I'm not going to focus too much now on the biology, but this is the crux of the argument, that the doctor is not going to get very, very far to say that that's called Psichas HaKever. So now, comes along Ramesha, and Ramesha says, I'm sorry, Yaakov, go ahead. And then you had also your own kind of question. Yeah, go ahead.
Why can it be that we're talking about, and it cannot be, the both sides, the doctor, for some reason, he opened up the cover.
It doesn't happen, the Be'etzba. The Etzba it won't get that far. It won't get that far.
But they try, I don't know.
It's just not, we're going to see, B'metzius, we're going to see it. The poskim who work out the Messiah say that's impossible. That's impossible. Yes. I mean, the aver doesn't reach the internal os. The aver doesn't reach the internal os. The doctor's not going to. Yeah.
I just wanted to maybe articulate a bit more what I meant before is that when we use the Shifra Ferris for a bedika, as we did in Kuf Pei Vav, so the chashash
nigmar. I want to talk about Shifra Ferris later if it's okay. You know, I'll be willing to discuss with you, but I want to build it the way, I apologize. Comes along Ramesha, and Ramesha says, on the one hand, the Binas Adam disagrees with the Noda B'Yehuda. On the other hand, notice where he disagrees with him. He didn't reject Divrei Rabbo. He didn't reject Divrei Rabbo. He said there's one thing in Divrei Rabbo that Rabbo said that he doesn't like. And that is to say that there's psichas akevra on an internal examination by the doctor, if it's just with his fingers, then that in such a case would not qualify. But notice, there's a bigger chiddush over here. You know what the chiddush is? I could have argued, ein psichas akevra below dam, only is, what's our case in our sugya? And argues the Chazon Ish every single place in Shas. That's why you have to be a Chazon Ish to make such an argument. Every single place in Shas, not just Gemara, in all of Seder Taharas as well, every single case is mi b'fnim. That, Rav Moshe points out, the Noda B'Yehuda, the Chochmas Adam didn't challenge. So the Chochmas Adam in questioning his Rebbe only questioned half of it, which sounds like, and therefore Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins, La Halacha, as in the next photocopy, in the Chelek Aleph of Yoredei, Simen Pei Gimel, and he says it's a few other places as well. You can look up in the Yad Moshe. Ramesh is consistent with his Psach. In the back of the last page, we have the Nishmas Avram, Rabbi Dr. Abraham, on the last page, who collects all the places that Ramesh says it. Ramesh comes out, and he says that one has to be Choshesh with an instrument for Ein Psichas Hakever below Dan. This was the Psach in Oda Behuda. This was the Psach as accepted by the Chachmas Adam. However, just one second, and then I want to hear what you have to say. I just want to point out that there are poskim who don't accept this, don't accept this yisod. The Pischei Tshuva, if I'm not mistaken, makes reference to them, and not only does the Pischei Tshuva have it, the most famous of the Cholkim is the Tferes Lemoshe, he's the earliest, Sefer Tferes Lemoshe, who comments on, Chacham Avadi quotes it in the Taras Habayis, and I believe in some places the Pischei Tshuva makes reference to the Sefer Tferes Lemoshe as well, and the argument of the Tferes Lemoshe is said so clearly and succinctly by the Chazon Ish. So even though there is early Kadmonim of the Achronim, the Noda B'Yehuda Udi Imei, and we have the Chochmas Adam, and then followed by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who all say that Ein Psichas Akevra B'lo Dam applies in both directions. However, at about the same time of the Noda B'Yehuda, there were the Tferes Lemoshe the first, and if you take a look in the Taharas Habayis, I have the Taharas Habayis prior to the Chochmas Adam, the Taharas Habayis quotes on page Nun Tet. He quotes the Marsham. The Marsham is not a light posek at all. He quotes the Marsham that the Marsham was Mekel. I'm going to, Be'ezer Hashem, explain the Svar of the Mekelim after Michael's question. Go ahead.
Rabbi said that Rav Moshe said that all cases in Shas are only cases of Mim.
No, not at all. I said that the Chazon Ish says that you won't find a place in Shas where it's Mibachutz.
So then, why?
What I'm about to discuss. I'm about to discuss. So you take a look, the Chazon Ish starts off, and the Chazon Ish argues that really the Mekilim make a lot of sense. The Chazon Ish is right after the Noda B'Yehuda. In many ways, these two Marim Komos go together. You have first the Noda B'Yehuda, and then the Chazon Ish in Simen Pei Gimel starts off quoting the Pischei Tshuva. Right, Rav Moshe is Tshuva Pei Gimel, and the Chazon Ish is Simen Pei Gimel. In Yoredeya, and the Chazon Ish points out that Psichas HaKever is not just some like this phenomenon, like, you know, somebody, I don't know, hiccups or coughs would be a better example, someone coughs and lets out mucus. So you could say maybe Ein Shiul B'li Lachluchas, let's say somebody was Mechadish, such a thing. Says the Chazon Ish, if you look through Taharis, you'll see that Psichas HaKever is a unique phenomenon that the woman is even considered in a state of sakana. You be mechalel Shabbos, says the Chazon Ish, if there's psichas hakever. So what is this psichas hakever? The Chazon Ish argues that this psichas hakever is that the body is repelling something. The body is pushing something out.
It's internal.
And he quotes Mar Mekomos. He says that first of all, it's when she gives birth. Yosheves al Mashpir, we be even Mechal of Shabbos, the Mishnah in Olos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalit. And he says, Avul Mikol Makom, five lines before the end of the first paragraph, in Aleph, Shamina de Psicha Sakevet de Gemara, who is Arusa de Leda. In general, Psicha Sakever is the body is going through the process of Leda. Now, Chas v'Chalil, the case of miscarriage, the body is also having a Leda that is miscarriage. Uminolon lechadesh b'psicha mibachut. Where does another Yehuda get this idea from to suggest that if it's coming mibachut, the eino inyan surusa de Leda, shepoa al kol gufa, that it affects the entire guf, v'chashiva b'sakana lechal Shabbos, that we would consider a sakana lechal Shabbos, so if the chazanish begadluso, where the chazanish gives the svara, he gives the svara, not a practical svara, and then he says, and if you look throughout Taharis, you don't see psichas hakever working in this manner at all. The only thing is that the chazanish at the end pulled back. And this is the reason I believe that today there are many, many who are machmir, like the Nod of Yehuda. If the Chazon Ish had stopped when Simon Pei Gimel, after his 60 lines, right before Amnam, the last three lines, then the Halacha L'maisa today would be much less dubious than it is today. And that is, the Chazon Ish in Dibur HaMaskil Amnam has a Gevaldik Akasha. Chazon Ish says, but I do have a source that seems to say that there's Psicha Takever below Dam, and now Yonatan, I'll let you say it. Go ahead.
The Gra.
You meant, okay, well, what does the Gra say? Go ahead.
So is there a Machron Boko? It's like, either it's with a Shifa Faris Kaldan, or does
it's a Beis Yosef, and the Chacham Avadi gets stuck over here. Seems to even be a Beis Yosef. Rabosai, how did we read the Shulchan Aruch Be'ezras Hashem? Shulchan Aruch said that the moment in which it's a space, that the mount that's larger than a Shifal Feres, then we have a rule of E.F. Sharp Sichas HaKever below that. Right? A Shifal Feres because it's sin, there, it's E.F. Sharp Sichas HaKever below that. Wait a second. Is a Shifal Feres from inside? Or is it from outside? Outside. Oh! Says the Chazon Ish, even though this makes sense, what I just said, and you go through Taharis and Shas, he claims, you won't find the Psicha Saker Belodam Mibachut. Zokdei, the Chazon Ish, Amnam, last four lines, Milosh and Agra Bibiuro, Kansiv Katan Chav Gimel, Mavur Shepirish Divrei Atur Shemochiach Bishifoferis the Bedover Katan, Leka psichas hakever, umevuar de ein chilk beim psichas hakever mivuchutz psichas hakever bifnim, ukedata no de Yehuda v'tzarachim lemaisa. So that gra appears at the end of our simin in kuf peiches. The maramakom was a little confusing, but it appears in the edition that the Chazon Ish has. The bera gra appears in sifkaton chav gimel at the end of our sif, all the way at the end of the sif. And the truth is, it's the Beis Yosef himself, and it's just a simple shot in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't really need the Gra, except the Gra is the one who says it black on white, but it's Pashup shot in the Mechaber. You really don't need that. And that is, that if the reed would be larger, then you would say Psicha Sakever. And that's why Chaticha Gedola, you say Eefshe Psicha Sakever below Dam. So the proof that you say that there's Psicha Sakever below Dam for Chaticha Gedola is only a small reed doesn't create psichas hakever. Mashma, that a larger reed would create psichas hakever. In other words, that we say yefshav psichas hakever lo dam, and therefore a medical procedure, leaving aside the chidush of the Nod of Yehuda, the Chachmas Adam said that when the Nod of Yehuda was talking about a hand exam, it was lav dafka, but you do accept the Nod of Yehuda when it comes to an instrument that is penetrating more deeply, and then in such a case, which does happen, that there are times that they will check the health of the birth canal and so on. So then in such a case, what's going on if there's a machlus in the cervix, etc., etc. So then in such a case, you might have to be choshesh for e'efshel psichas hakever below dam, and you see that in regards to shifoferes. Rabotai, I do want to share with you something that's misameach. I think is misameach. And I shared it with Rav Miller Shlita, Bednar Shlita, and this morning I got to even share it with Rav Nevenzel. And they all, I think, were Makabalists. So it's exciting for me. I thought you could be Miyashiv. By the way, not only does the Chazon Ish say Adayin Sarachiyun, Chacham Avadya, in all those Marmakomos that I gave you, Chacham Avadya at the end of the day paskins the Kula. Let me show you. Let's read it inside, his holy words. Let's see Chacham Avadya's words. It's the next page right after the Chazon Ish. Chacham Avadya in Simin Yud Aleph, Oth Zayin, says the following. Afal pisha amru chachamim, aim sicha sakever below dam, zeo dafka kishiniftach kever isha me elov mi befnim, votia mi mena vlad. O chatichas basar kishiesh bo etzemu kedoma. Avo rofe she bodak esa isha be etzma, o bekli efshir me oz, shalo yasa mi mena dam kla. And therefore, velochain im lo rasa tahorihi. And then Chacham Avadya goes on for many, 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 many pages. And says that the halacha is that one could be mekel if it's a gram chitzoni. So I wanted to share with you something misameach, that I think that there's a way, even though Chacham Avadya asks himself, what about the Beis Yosef? So I thought that we could give an answer. What did we see last week about the Shitas HaRambam by Shifo Feres? The Rambam described that Shifo Feres is that when you have dam, on a regular cycle from a woman, if there's a shifoferet that's put inside, so then in such a case, then the halacha is she's tahora because it's not the derech to see the toch shifoferet. Is shifoferet a gram chitzoni, or is shifoferet a gram pnimi? According to the Rambam that we saw last week, Shifoferes is a gram pnimi. Because the heter is that you have a shifoferes that's put into the makar, and the blood comes out, and it's not the derech to see in the shifoferes. We did see the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understood that it's a gram chitzoni. However, the Rambam holds that it's a gram pnimi. And if that's so then it would seem to me that there is room to defend, to say that even the Beis Yosef and the Gruff, if they understand, like the Rambam, that Shifoferes is a heter, that when it's her normal cycle, you put the Shifoferes in, and the dam comes out through the Shifoferes, then in such a case, the halacha would be that one could be mekel in a case of where there's a gram chitzoni. Because the case of the Beis Yosef was only a case of a gram pnimi, and we still haven't found a case where there is a gram chitzoni. That would be a yishuv. Yes?
So even if it's the whole time,
That's exactly it, but the kasha is from Shifoferet.
But the Rambam passes that there is shichasek. There is a shichasek.
Fine. Ein echanami. The Rambam himself paskins is making in regards to ein shichasek ever below dam. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to be bepashas learning like the Rambam. Rav Shlomo Zalman assumes that the Shulchan Aruch was learning like the Rambam. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman himself assumed. So that would be a very enjoyable Miyashev to defend. It's very difficult to say that all the Mekilim are against the whole rule of Shifoferet.
Wait, Gimel? Gimel like the Rambam?
Yeah.
The Gra quotes the Rosh.
I know. That's a deal. That was what last week we saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that it's only the Rosh. It would only be difficult if it's the Rosh according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. If there was the Rosh, the simple reading of the Rosh is that also that could be in the period. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed out that if it's the Rosh that's with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, then that's a case in where the Shifoferes is being gorem the dam nida. Otherwise, the simple reading is that it's not the derech to see dam inside of a tube. It's not the derech to see it inside of the tube.
So when we say ten derech, it's only when it's smaller, well, the bigger it is, derech to see blood?
That's correct. It will be normal to see blood in such an instance.
How small is the Shifoferes?
However, in terms of halacha lemaisa, there are poskim who are machmir. We saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein's machmir, the Chazon Ish in the end is not mekel. I would like to defend the mekelim, that the mekelim should not be against the basic rule of Shifoferes, and I think it's a Be'ezer Hashem a good yishuv. But in terms of halacha lemaisa, I think that even according to machmirim, there's a few things that one needs to understand. And that is the following. And here we have an excellent summary by Rabbi Forst. If you take a look, after Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva, we have Rabbi Forst summarizes the issues very, very well on pages 438 through 431. Forst points out that there are three issues that have to be dealt with when discussing a gynecological procedure and EF shel psichas hakever below down. Number one, he says, is of course the machlokas between the Noda B'Yehuda and the Tferes L'Moshe. That's number one that we've discussed in detail. That's number one. Number two is what qualifies as the kever? What qualifies as the Pesach Hatzava? And here, number two, this comes back to what we've discussed previously and that Rav Shlomo Zalman made reference to last week as well, and that is whether you look at the internal af or the external af. So if you take a look on page 49, you have number two. Issue number two is opening of the cervix versus the uterus. According to the opinion that the cervix is considered part of the Makar, the opening of the external af will constitute psichas hakever. So now, if you hold, there are three loops you need to get through in order to be machmir based on EF shel psichas hakever below down. Number one is that you have to assume that an external opening is also psichas hakever. That's number one. Number two is, now how far does this instrument go? Or so you can give us the percentages, but most of the time, for sure, an internal hand examination is not going to get very far. But even if you use an instrument, the instrument is usually not going to get here. The instrument will get around here, but to go all the way past the internal os is highly, highly unlikely. So therefore, according to those poskim who say that the cervical area is already has a din of the makar, So then you could. There's also a reason to be machmir. So yeah, if you say that you need only to get past the external af for psichas hamikar, so then once again we would say ein psichas hakever below dam, and one has to be machmir. So again, according to Noda B'Yehuda, plus the instrument going all the way. Number three is the width of the opening. Number three is how wide does it have to be considered psichas hakever? And for that, so there we have Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva, which is quoted here. Rabbi Forst has it, but I wanted to show you it also in the Nishmas Avram, because Nishmas Avram has it, says it in a very, very important way. He quotes Ramesh's tshuva, not the tshuva that we said before, from Yaradeya, but Ramesh in another couple of tshuvas, it's the last page in the Sefer Nishmas Avram, he spells out in the third paragraph, the Im HaRofe, he says the following, Vishir Pika, that's five or six lines from the bottom on page Kuf Beis, Vishir Pika, Pika is like a needle, or the rod. So Kosev Agon Shlita, this is written when Rav Moshe was arrived. Kishaovi Hamachshir Pachos Me'etzba Samach LaEgodo. That the largest it would be is 3/4 inch, which is the size, the width of a small of a finger, either this finger or the pinky, one of the two, and it is 19 millimeters.
More than that
would be considered psichas hakever. More than that, psichas hakever. comes along Rabbi Dr. Abraham Shlita, and he asks a bomb kasha. And this we left off with Rav Nevenzahl Shlita as a tzarech iyun gadol. Do you know how wide? Do you know how wide the tzavar harechem is, the internal as? 3 millimeters. Sound right? That's what it's in footnote number 55. V'lo avinasi, the pesach hatzavar arechem, who kith 3 millimeters, kefisha kasafti le'ildak, dama le'ilchos nida. So therefore, says Rabbi Dr. Abraham, that your Ephraim Moshe is right, that you need 19 millimeters for a psicha. So then, even if you're going to be machmir A for the node of Yehuda, B is you're going to say that you need to go only into the external os, you don't need the internal os. You need a 19 millimeter radius of the instrument for it to qualify as sichas hakeri. Now, the external os is probably larger. I would imagine the external os is a little bit larger. So for those poskim, it could be you have to find out what exactly is what we just described, I believe, is the measurement of the internal os, not the external os. So whatever that measurement is, it would seem that it would need to be 19 millimeters. So now, Lania's dicey. What would come out to me in my way of thinking, lahalacha v'lo lemaisa. There's a massive machlokas haposka. Ramesha on the one hand is machmir. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon is chalila lahakim. And the Aruch HaShulchan is not a machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan says chalila lahakim like the Tiferes Lamoshe against the Noda Yehuda. So for us today, to even though the Chazon Ish says misvara, it's hard to see why one should be machmir. At the end of the day, the Aruch HaShulchan did say chalila lahakil. The Chazon Ish gave a nice svara, and he had his background in Shas, and we gave a yishuv to the one Adayin Tzarechin of the Chazon Ish. But it would seem to me that even Rav Moshe, who's machmir, Rav Moshe himself, as Rabbi Forst points out, paskins that you don't look at the external os, you look at the internal os. Rav Moshe himself paskins that way. By the way, we have that in front of us in the tshuva. If you take a look in the tshuva that we have in front of us, Rav Moshe says at the end of Simen Pei Gimel on page Kuf Mem Vav, Avol me'achar shebe'isha zu amaki b'tzavar rechem shu b'prozdor. Mistama lo hichnis arofe to instrument berechem ela b'prozdor. He says the instrument doesn't reach all the way into the rechem, and that's why you could be makel. So Rav Moshe himself is makel on the question of what we called issue number two of the internal os versus the external os. So it seemed to me that on the one hand, chalila lahakel keneged anod b'yud in the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. But if you know that the instrument, even if it was a relatively large instrument, that it didn't get past the internal os, so then there's a svek sveka ladina over here. The svek sveka ladina. So then Chacham Avadya has other svek svekos, apishitaso. But certainly, it would seem to me that there is a lot of room to be made without compromising the Shita and Oda Behuda. At the end of the day, we were Miyashev, the Kasha, the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is Tzarech Iyun, we have a Teretz. So the Chazon Ish Mikur Dedina felt that Psichas HaKever is really something that is interior and not something that's exterior. On the other hand, Aruch HaShulchan says, Chalila LaHakel, because he doesn't buy the whole Svara of the Chazon Ish. So one should be L'chatchila Machmir. At the same time, you need two more hoops to really, really be machmir. Number one is, you have to know that it's 19 millimeters, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. And number three, in a slightly different order than we wrote on the board, number three, there is a machlokas of how far it needs to go. So, on the Svek Sveka side, number one, there's clearly a machlokas haposkin, If it was just that suffix, we'd be machmer. On the other end, to be machmer, even when it just goes past the external us, it would seem to me that one does not have to be machmer.